154 people registered at this year's event that registered at the event. There was actually 350 people that had pre-registered. The day ended up being one of the worst days that you could imagine to get out and plant trees. But yeah, it was amazing to see so many people that did show up, work in some tough conditions, cold conditions, wet conditions. There was probably out of that, there was a good 24 leaders that helped to facilitate the event.
And how many trees did the group end up planting?
The group planted around 2,000 trees that day, and there was another 2,300 that were taken home or to farms for free take-home plantings. And these are seedlings, 1 or 2 year old seedlings. It was all native trees. There was a combination of native shrubs like dogwood and pawpaw and small trees. And then your larger trees like sycamore and oak and yellow poplar.
So when you do this work every year, how do you decide what area to go and plant the trees in? You obviously just can't go just anywhere. There has to be some kind of a priority or protocol that you look for when you pick a spot.
It's not easy to find a spot. It takes a landowner partner who's looking to have reforestation done on their property, and a lot of people that have cleared land, they don't think about their cleared land as being possibility of it being reforested. And so it's always a search process each year, connecting with local agencies, local governments, seeing if there's anyone that they would know that would be interested in decreasing their mowing, decreasing their labor cost, get some area that may really not be contributing much to their property other than just keeping it mowed, and to get trees planted, turn it into the next future forest of the area, and to get that done in a way that has community spirit and heart involved, and also a lot of technical support from the leadership of the group to help get it planted right, and not just planted right, but also prepped right in the first place.
What inspires or motivates you personally to do this kind of work?
There's nothing any more beautiful than the sight of seeing 100-plus people gathering, all for the purpose of supporting the importance of trees in our community, making the awareness of the fact that trees are needed as a quality of our life here in the area.
Mark Leopold is field manager for Northern Kentucky University's Center for Environmental Restoration. He says the Reforest Northern Kentucky program rotates among Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties each year. I'm Steve Hirschberg.